For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
All right, let's welcome Daniel to the show. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, everybody.
So, who are we putting to the test for you today?
My girlfriend, Gabriella.
Okay, and in your email, you said some stuff that this is going to sound very familiar to anybody who listens to War of the Roses. Namely, she started working out a lot more, right?
Yeah. She made a New Year's resolution that she was actually going to join a gym and actually stick with it, which, to be fair, I mean, she has, but since she started going, it seems like she's been hanging out with these girls who are all about taking a lot of these pictures of themselves and putting it up on Instagram of, like, them, like, working out and stuff like that, and then they'll, like, do, like, 10 of these photo shoots in, like, the locker room. Where they kind of, like, show off their butts and their legs and stuff like that.
Hold on a second. They're doing naked photo shoots in the locker room?
No. They're not naked. They're just, you know, like, wearing, like, tight spandex pants and you know, showing off their curves and stuff like that.
But all this that's going on, this is just with girls, right?
Yeah. But the thing is that she never liked that. She never used to show off her body so much. Sometimes I just feel like she's kind of advertising or something, you know?
Okay. Like advertising for working out or advertising for other guys?
The second one.
Okay. So, and that's why you're worried?
I mean, yeah. That and the fact that she just never has time for me anymore.
Okay. Well, let's put her to the test then. What we're going to do is we'll call Gabrielle up and we'll tell her she won a free Victoria's Secret pantygram to send to whoever she wants. You're going to get to hear who she chooses to send it to and what she puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, I just want to know what's going on.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Gabrielle, please.
This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby, my name's Tim. I'm calling from the Victoria's Secret Promotion Department. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So the reason I was calling you today is to let you know, in case you didn't get our email, that here at Victoria's Secret, we started a new promotion this year. Every month, we draw names of customers from our database, and every person we choose wins a great prize. We're going to be doing this as part of our Return to Shopping campaign for 2021. Anyways, the reason I was calling is because you are one of our winners for the month of January.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear all of that. You said I won something?
Yes, you were one of our winners for the month of January.
Oh, wow, that's cool. What did I win?
Well, the prize you won is called the VS Pantygrams. And the way it works is you get to send a sexy little telegram to this special guy in your life. And when he gets it, it's a real pair of lace panties in a tiny box with a note from you. So let's say you send it to your boyfriend, he opens this box, there's real panties inside, and a note from you that says, hey, see you this weekend, or thanks for last night, or stuff like that.
Okay, but the panties are for me, though, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, they could be, but really, the gift is the whole sending a sexy telegram to your special guy, and we pay for it thing.
Okay.
But after he opens it, I mean, you can let him keep the panties. You can claim them from him, whatever. The point is, it's a sexy little gift to make sure that you are staying on his mind.
Okay, I gotcha.
And you don't have to do it if you don't want to. Some of our winners have said, you know, thanks, but no thanks. So they don't have anybody, you know, on their love radars right now. So if that's your situation, just let us know.
No, I definitely want to do it. I just have to figure out who to send this to.
Okay. Well, all we need is a first and last name of somebody.
Okay. Let's go with Mike. And his last name is...
Who the hell is Mike?
He's my trainer.
Gotcha. Sorry. That was one of our assistants who's filling out your information. So like I said, the panties are going to come with a note attached. So what message would you like us to put on the note? It can be funny. It can be sexy, whatever you want.
Okay. Put down only 10 more pounds and these come off.
The hell they do?
Oh, snap!
You better not be taking your panties off for no trainer. Who the hell is this guy and why are you sending him your panties?
I'm sorry. What's happening?
I guess I should just tell you. Gabby, this isn't Victoria's Secret at all. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. And that was your boyfriend, Daniel. He's listening right now. He actually asked us to call you and run this little test on you.
Can you please explain to me why the hell you're sending your panties to a trainer and telling him that you're ready to take them off?
Calm down. God, you're so immature. That's not even what I meant.
Okay.
Like, the point was, if I lose 10 more pounds, I have to go down a size because my clothes aren't going to fit anymore.
Okay. So you were saying 10 more pounds and these things won't even stay on anymore. That's what you were...
Exactly. Yes, it was a joke.
Man, what kind of f***ing joke is that? And you still didn't explain why your trainer gets panties sent to you and not me.
Well, excuse me, but you see my panties all the time. I figure it wouldn't be a big deal for you.
So hold on, Daniel. So, Dana, you don't believe the whole panties 10 pounds thing was, like, just an innocent joke?
Do you?
I mean, I kind of believed it.
Well, then you probably get cheated on because that's some bullshit.
Oh, whatever. Grow up, Daniel.
Grow up? You're telling me to grow up.
Okay, I'll tell you me. What. Hold on, guys. I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this? Why don't we ask the audience who they believe this morning? And if you're listening, please, if you want to call us, you can go ahead and call us at 473-1045. You can also text us at 757-104 right now.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.